And now,
are you ready for some football?
The Hillman Morning Show presents
Football. Catch the fever.
The Hillman Huddle.
You know, it's exciting to welcome our next guest back to this program, the Hillman Huddle, and Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots joins us this morning. What's going on, Bubs?
You know, I've been trying to get on this TV or this radio show for the whole year.
And, yeah.
It's unbelievable to see that, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just kind of depressing.
Well, it's kind of like we had something and then we lost it.
We lost it.
Yeah.
You know, you had me at hello and
yeah.
then said goodbye.
Well, I mean, you got, honestly, let's be honest with each other. You got big. I mean, you know, you used to be that guy, and then all of a sudden, there you are. You're big, and you don't want to associate yourself with this program anymore.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's that you're so big that kind of shafted me.
Are you saying physically big, or
like you can't be seen with him because he's so fat?
Are you saying
metaphorically speaking?
Are you metaphorically?
Metaphorically speaking, like a whole. Well, a stratosphere kind of way.
Well, listen, we've missed you on the show. I as you have thought this week about what happened the other night, do you feel like this team is able to rise above and perform differently on Sunday?
Definitely. You know, it's early in the year, and you know, if we continue to improve each and every day, you know, it's going to be good for the team. So we're playing, it's not like we're playing some sloppy team either. You know, we're not playing, you know, a team that's 2-2. We're playing a big time team, and, you know, it's the Bengals. And, you know, we want this way where we have to go and, you know, we have to go and play well and try to beat a good team. And, you know, if we do that, it'll put us on the right track.
Is, you know, when you kind of think about that game, is that the worst game you've played in? Not your performance, but team overall as a Patriot?
You know, that game's in the past. But
oh, wait a minute. You mean you're on to Cincinnati?
On to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati.
But is it tough in a game like that to you know, to rise above?
Well, I mean, we're going to see this weekend, so
yeah.
You know, we're going to see, you know, we've been preparing very hard. It's a short week. It's a short turnaround. So, I mean, if you win or lose, regardless of that, you always got to just turn on to the next game because every game's so valuable in this league. And right now, you know, we got a tough one ahead of us, and, you know, we're going to play against a really good defense. We got to get the O going, and that's what we're going to try to do.
You work out with Tom in the off season. Is it surprising to you, Julian, that there are those who question whether he's done?
I mean, around here we ignore the noise and we just try to worry about what we can control, and that's trying to improve each and every day. You know, it's you know how it goes. It's everyone's going to have their opinion. The sky is falling. This, that, Chicken Little. You know, all we can do is just worry about the Cincinnati Bengals and what we have to do to beat them and execute what our coaches are giving us. So, you know, if we do that, we'll be all right.
Tom Brady said this week that the offense hasn't been good for a while. You agree?
We have not been firing on the cylinders that we think that we can fire on. That's for sure. You know, but it's we have a quarter of the season done. We have a 12-week season. And, you know, we're going to see if we can improve it each and every week and start building and get it going for this part of the season.
When you there's been some talk about when you went after Tamba after the strip sack, and you were the only guy in there going after him. Do you feel like that reflects in some way on other guys on the team? That you had like five guys on you mauling you, and there's nobody coming to your aid?
I didn't even see it when it comes to it. But no, I mean, we got a bunch of we got a bunch of dogs out there too, and
yeah,
you know, it's just right now it's just, you know, we're still trying to figure things out, and we're still trying to, you know, improve. And as long as we keep doing that, as long as we have guys that are in here working hard, trying to take things from the classroom to the grass practice field, and, you know, the more we execute and practice, the more it'll be real in games. So, you know, that's all we're really thinking about. You know, we're not thinking about, you know, a certain play. We're definitely not thinking about the pass. We're thinking about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you think fans should do something like, you know, ceremonial, like everybody should burn their Uggs or something like that to try to?
No, I think the fans should just come out and enjoy the game. And, you know, we're going to try to give a good product out there. And you know, usually they do a great job of that. And we're looking forward to being back at home and playing on Sunday night. And, you know, it's a primetime game.
I can't believe you went this whole interview without a burger time. You're losing it.
Nah, well, I mean, you know, the burger right now is a little fell off the grill, so we got to put it back on, get it back to medium rare, and hold the tomatoes. Let's go.
All right, bud. Well, listen, it's great having you back on. I hope you'll come on again.
I think it's because I haven't been to Splitsville yet.
I know. Why haven't you? I mean,
going on?
Can you come over and do some bowling so I can get a photo op? So we can hang out?
I heard the food is pretty killer.
The sushi's great. The sushi is fantastic.
We got sushi, bowling, and piano bar.
Let's get down there Sunday night, post game. LB can handle the show on Monday.
I mean, will it be open? We're going to be it's going to be a late night one.
We'll keep it open for you as long as the Foxborough people, but as long as they say it's okay.
What is this, the daisies of Foxborough?
It really is.
I have no comment to that. And
well done.
You know, we're thinking about Cincinnati Bengals, right? Not Daisy Buchanan's, but still will be a good place to eat afterwards.
Wow. Just repeat after me. We're on to Cincinnati.
We are on to the Bengals.
All right, Julian Edelman. Thanks, bud. We'll
Game
talk
ball,
to you.
Kid.
We'll talk to you
Have
soon.
Have a great tilt.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. There's Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots.